540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee could be headed for a long legal fight. The federal government is suing the city over its ban on masked ICE agents. The lawsuit from the feds says the ordinance is unconstitutional and interferes with federal law enforcement. City leaders say it's meant to improve transparency and public safety. The Common Council passed a measure in April and set fines of up to $10,000 for violations. The case names Mayor Cavalier Johnson, City Attorney Evan Koike, and Police Chief Jeffrey Norman. None have commented on the filing. Survivors of violent crime in Milwaukee will soon have a new place to turn for help. The Medical College of Wisconsin plans to open the state's first trauma recovery center at Thrive on King. They'll provide free trauma-based mental health care. The center is expected to open in the fall. Officials say people who experienced violence in the past 3 years can be referred there through hospitals, police, emergency crews, and community groups. At least 7 people have died in fatal traffic crashes in Milwaukee since July 7th. The most recent came after a motorcycle crash Wednesday night on the north side. Investigators say an SUV was turning left on North Tetonia when it crossed into a motorcyclist's path. The 32-year-old rider lost control, hit the SUV, and later died at the hospital. Police say impairment does not appear to be a factor, but the investigation is still open. Union support is growing for David Crawley as he jumps back in Wisconsin's governor's race. The IBEW Wisconsin State Conference has endorsed the Milwaukee County executive, calling him a strong voice for working families. Crawley says his own family history in a union home makes the issue personal. The endorsement comes after Governor Tony Evers and other labor groups also lined up behind him ahead of the August primary. And the final chicken crunch has been served at the Chancery. The last Chancery restaurant in southeastern Wisconsin is now closed. The Mequon location locked its doors for good July 20th. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Madison Police Chief John Patterson was interrupted by protesters yesterday afternoon who took over the news conference called to update the public after an officer-involved shooting killed a man.
The thinness of trust in the city right now did not start.
No, we need to shut this down. You can stop talking because we don't want to hear anything you've been saying. You're going to say the same thing you all say every time a black body gets shot down in this city.
Police say the man was shot after showing a knife while scuffling with officers who were trying to arrest him Wednesday. Madison's Common Council President Sabrina Madison says she wants a full, transparent investigation.
I'm angry. There's like no way around it. And while we know that there will be investigations and all of that, the thing for me is that his death is final.
4 officers, including the one who fired the shot, are on administrative leave while Wisconsin's Department of Justice investigates. A $2,500 reward is now being offered to help police find whoever is responsible for shooting a dog more than 8 times in Shawnee County. As we reported earlier in the week, the brown mixed breed dog, now named Sonny, was found in Maple Grove earlier this month. Sonny had more than 8 gunshot wounds, a broken leg, and multiple broken ribs. Sheriff's deputies say it appears the dog was shot several days before he was finally found on July 15th. The Center for Humane Economy and the Wisconsin Puppy Mill Project announced a $2,500 reward yesterday for information that leads to an arrest. Investigators say any piece of information, no matter how small, could prove valuable. Anyone with information is asked to call the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office. Sonny is currently recovering at the Shawnee County Humane Society and already has a loving home lined up once he is medically cleared. A court ruling could restore stability for Wisconsin programs that lost funding under federal cuts. A judge says the Trump administration overstepped by canceling grants based on shifting priorities. State leaders say tens of millions of dollars were affected, including support for farmers, unemployment systems, and university research. The lawsuit was filed by Wisconsin and other states. Federal officials argued they had authority, but the court disagreed. Senator Tammy Baldwin wants the Army to release its report on the Iranian attack in Kuwait that killed 6 U.S. service members in March. Baldwin says families of the fallen, along with Congress, should be told what the investigation found and what changes are being made. The attack targeted a U.S. tactical center and was one of the deadliest strikes on American troops in the conflict. Democrats have been pushing for more oversight. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Training camp next week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers training camp begins next Wednesday. Players already spotted arriving at the airport. On Monday, the annual shareholders meeting at Lambeau Field. The team's foundation making contributions to 9 social agencies, 5 in Green Bay, 4 around Milwaukee. A total of $1.6 million donated. Baseball, the Brewers and Rockies today, followed by the alumni game tonight with Ryan Braun, Jeff Jenkins. How's the team doing after being swept by the Pirates in Pittsburgh before the All-Star game?
Good, man. I mean, that's kind of what I mentioned in the interview a couple days ago is, you know, sour taste in our mouth going to the break. And I'm sure people, you know, took that a little personally and looked to strive to be better. We've seen that in the last 6 games. So, Brew Crew is doing all right.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, considerably more humid with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.